Calling all true crime aficionados. Are you looking for a new true crime podcast? Something a little different from the rest. Based on the Evidence podcast from Three Sons Productions features a dynamic mother and son duo, Christine and Zach, who examine true crime stories, look at the evidence, and share their opinions on whether the jury got the decision right. Tune in to hear about the crimes, keep coming back for the personal stories between the duo, and have a good laugh along the way. This is a unique podcast with two charismatic hosts. Be sure to check it out through Apple Podcasts and check the show notes for the link. The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the same one that was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Get far.
I need hands up front for your stretcher.
Where'd you find this guy?
I need a copy of code 3 and I need assist.
G'day everyone, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 25 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians and a Canadian, in which we get together to do an audio commentary on one of the weird, bad, wonderful cult movies that are on the stream service Tubi. First up, of course, is one of my co-hosts, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, Bede. I've lost my voice because I am sick. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks, Marcy. Understandably, you definitely have... I caught a bit of a frog in the throat today, which is understandable given our last movie was Hell Comes to Frog Town.
Roddy Piper's ghost put the frog in my throat because I teased you so much last episode.
Indeed. And I was the one who kind of had the slight frog in his throat in the last episode, so...
sounded like you were going through puberty.
Indeed. And I still haven't come out of that yet, and I still haven't quite reached puberty, but hopefully by the end of this episode I will. But our other co-host, of course, is the one, the only, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you going?
Don't worry, Marcy. I'm fully vaccinated, so I'm all good.
Well, you're more so than either Marcy and I at the moment, so we yes. need to get our vaccinations very soon.
So if you guys go down, then I host the show, right? That's how this works.
Pretty much. Like, if there's only one of us left standing and it's you, Batch, you have to take over the show now.
We're doomed.
But that means you can bring on anybody you like, so
yes, absolutely.
But you just have to find two other awesome Australians who can just be as equally as awesome as Marcy and I.
Well, that's the unique quarter, right? It's two Australians and a Canadian. That's what the show always has to be. So
indeed. But for this episode of Tubi Tuesdays, it is your turn again to pick the movie for the episode. And Batch, tell our audience, which film have you picked for this episode?
Well, I've been meant to suffer on this show with some of the movies you guys have picked, so instead of really making you pay, I want to take this back to the roots of this show, when we had some really kind of creepy, messed up movies. I wanted a nice, strong Canadian movie, because I am proudly Canadian. We're doing The Void today.
Ooh, very, very interesting choice, and I have actually have seen this movie, too.
Fun fact, starring an old buddy of mine, Aaron Poole, who plays the sheriff for this movie. I actually went to high school with him, so really good brother, Aaron Poole. I'm putting you over, brother. We're going to enjoy it. This is going to be a good one to watch.
And he better be listening to this podcast right now as we're talking about this movie. Yes. But Marcy, have you seen The Void?
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
That's Marcy will be Stephen Hawking throughout this whole episode.
We just found a new bit for this show. So anytime there's an ad, Robot Marcy's got to let us know to smoke, smoke, smoke.
Indeed. Indeed. So I hope Marcy... I haven't seen it. Well, since Marcy hasn't seen this movie, I expect that you'll be scared and confused throughout this entire movie, just like we were with Night Killer.
Marcy, I just want to say that Robot Marcy Pop 4Ds me every single time.
Yes. Yes.
I'm scared.
We haven't even started yet.
Indeed. This is probably going to be the wackiest episode of the show so far.
I wonder if Robot Marcy could laugh on my behalf.
She probably could. It'll probably be terrifying.
Let's find out.
I am scared.
Nope.
Enough.
She just says it.
You might have to put ha ha ha.
I'll try ha.
Marcy, I hate to break it to you, but I think Craven just found his co-host for Everybody Loves Craven.
I don't know if that was like a legit laugh or more like a sarcastic laugh.
I don't.
It's just disturbing. It's disturbing.
It is disturbing. We'll get right to the rules of the show. And if you haven't listened to our previous episodes of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, first of all, how dare you? For all of our listeners out there, what you need to do is go straight to Tubi and find the film The Void. And we're going to play the movie from the very start. So that's where our commentary will begin. However, to make sure that we're in sync, I'll count us down from 5. And then when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And that way our audio commentary will be in sync. However, though, based on our previous episodes of the show, if you don't have... Now, Marcy and Batch, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
I am ready.
All right. Let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And we are in sync.
For now.
Yes. Because I can tell because you got the movie play behind you on your video screen, Batch. So pretty much it's in sync of what's happening on screen.
Yeah. It's a shame we're not doing video this week. Week we're not doing for Patreon.
Indeed. Indeed.
I'm too sick. But also,
I am scared. What is going on?
And I'm also in a bathrobe.
I'm not wearing pants, so let's be honest.
My favorite thing about independent horror films is that you get at least 10 minutes of like production credits before you actually get to the movie.
People need their credit. This is Canada.
That is true. There's a lot of people invested money into this movie. And it was also a Kickstarter movie as well.
Yep.
That's Marcy after watching Night Killer. She's like,
I want to watch it again.
Melanie.
Yes. Melanie. And I also say, because I've seen this movie before, and I would have to say this is probably going to be our most serious movie we've done for the show so far.
Possibly, yes.
Yes. Because this isn't like, even though, because I know the directors. the directors, Steve Konstansky and Jeremy Gillespie, who I believe were members of Astron 6, the filmmaking group.
Very much so.
So this was their first film, like, directing together, because they did mostly special effects for the group.
Yeah. What did Astron 6 do?
Oh, they did a couple of movies, like Father's Day, The Editor. Yeah, they're kind of like sort of more horror comedy parodies or satires of...
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, The Editor in particular was like a parody of Giallo films.
they also did Psycho Gorman.
That is true. I was just about to say Steve Konstansky is... So, as a solo director, made Psycho Gorman, which is a huge hit at the moment, and and also he directed Leprechaun Returns, the Sci-Fi Channel's movie sequel to Leprechaun.
That starred Hornswoggle. Type film. Very much so.
Yes, I saw the term.
My boy, Aaron Poole.
Ooh.
Yes.
And he's the lead.
Yep.
So the thing
I love about this movie, everything is almost practical. There's like one big couple of big effect shots at the back, but this is like an old school, like The Thing, like that type of kind of like horror. So
yeah, well, from what I remember, basically one of the things I think Gillespie and Konstansky wanted to do with this film was that they wanted to make a horror film that was basically all practical effects.
Yep.
And so basically that was why they did the Kickstarter, sort of to help fund the movie as well.
Hi, Aaron Poole. I am scared. What is going on?
Well, first of all, we're getting all the... It's a gas station, and we're getting all these establishing shots of the city. Or the town, I should say. Actually, it was funny that back earlier in one of the credits, it said Joe Bro Productions, and I thought it said Joe Blow.
This is what Ontario looks like to you guys.
Yes.
Cosmic horror.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
That robot voice is amazing.
The Void.
It's like we got, even though we know it's you, Marzi, but it feels like we've got an AI just joining us for the commentary this week.
Wait, this is Marcy?
Indeed. And there's is that Aaron Poole, your boy?
That's my boy, Aaron Poole.
That must be so weird watching this movie and you're like, oh, I actually know that person.
Oh man, proud of him. Like he was a really nice guy, really talented actor even then. We did some theater stuff, like I was more behind the scenes, go figure, of like stage management stuff while he was more like an actor. So he only went to my school like a couple of years, but we've kept in touch since.
Oh sweet.
Hello, my name is Martha, the AI that Marcy created in lockdown.
Luckily I wasn't saying...
You almost got me with that, Marcy. Almost.
Almost.
Luckily, I wasn't drinking my Red Bull at the time, or you would have got me too.
I will, damn it. Night, huh? Hello, best
friend. This is like
when... How you doing?
Oh, shit! That's what he said. This movie has a Letterkenny connection.
Does it?
To be fair. Let's hear it, Robot Marcy.
Wait. If it wasn't ready, you know it's ready.
Okay.
Say it again. Yes.
Yes.
That is one of the skids from Letterkenny.
Ah.
Rolf.
Well, I suppose that makes sense to me that this is a Canadian production.
This is a Canadian movie, so we're going to see a lot of Canadian actors in this film.
To be fair.
Indeed.
There we go. Coming soon on Popcorn D.
Which will be hosted by two Canadians and an Australian.
Mm-hmm. Completely different show from this show.
Exactly. Except you guys are going to be like covering actual good movies. Well, I would suppose like this movie would be classified as a good one because it has a pretty high score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep.
Martha wants to co-host.
And this actress here looks like a mixture of like Funke Jansen and Piper Perabo. I'll call her Funke Perabo.
See, this is a good thing about Canada. They have healthcare. Even the guy at the side of the road can get healthcare.
Exactly. And so he's going to be fighting within like 5 minutes.
And Australia has healthcare.
That is true.
Ad.
Oh, we got it at the same time.
Okay.
Although, now we can see what you got, Batch, in terms of your ads. And our ads are different. You've got, like, Tubi ad.
I got the Tubi ad playing.
And we've got Bel Air Direct.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Here we go. It's time
for the smoke, smoke, smoke.
Took us how many episodes to make that the Easter egg when we have ads? Is that's when you're supposed to smoke a drink?
Exactly. And also if I drop trivia as well, which I should be doing right now. Hey, it's that actress from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, whose name I can't think of at the moment.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, I'm at 7:30.
Are you back? Okay, yep. So we're still on ads, so...
I'll pause.
So pause it at...
7:35.
At 7:35, we'll let you know when we're there. At 7:35. 7:27. Okay, so we're at 7:27, so we only have to wait... So we only have to wait 3 seconds.
Yes, we know we're about Mercy.
Let's go to Flavor Hood. Which is the ad here.
Shut up, Bead.
Shut up, AI Marcy. But it's a DoorDash ad. Unfortunately, I had not had time. Let me find them. Wow. Okay, now we've got a Tubi ad. So even though we're not an official, Tubi's not an official sponsor of this podcast, they're just going to give us an ad anyway. We're just going to promote them anyway. To be fair. We're almost done with the ads. We're almost there. Time is coming. It's coming. In right about... Okay, we're back from the ad. So now...
Yeah, when you're 7:35.
Yep.
Excellent.
Ooh, here's a good... Oh, Night of the Living Dead on TV.
Oh, shit.
Which...
They always watch that.
Indeed.
What's your time?
What's the time, Marcy?
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, in the movie. Like, you're supposed to let me know when you're 7:35.
We're at 8 minutes.
Oh, God dang it. Okay.
Okay, pause it. Pause it on our end, Marcy.
It's 8:08.
Okay, I'm 8:06. Close enough. Any other show would edit this out, not us.
Indeed. All right, we're just probably a second ahead of you now, Batch.
That's fine. So that is Niles Chow from Scott Pilgrim Saves the World.
Indeed, I was just about to say.
Yeah.
Ellen Wong, which is weird because I was kind of surprised, like, after when Scott... I mean, she's been acting a lot since Scott Pilgrim, but that's why she never sort of took off or became bigger after that movie.
Yeah.
They're coming to get Barbara. Anyhow, I'm just glad
But pretty much, I mean, it's pretty much mandatory now with any horror movie that Night of the Living Dead has to play at least somewhere on some TV somewhere during the movie.
So, okay, it's nighttime, it's a creepy hospital, it's a shitty hospital. No good's gonna come out of this.
Indeed. And there's only, like, maybe 10 people here, one doctor. Okay.
Is this the Shrieker Hospital?
Yes. Be able to handle him, Richard. Your friend here has had quite a... And this dude look, and the doctor looks like Malcolm McDowell.
What was his name? He was in Twin Peaks.
Oh, that's the mind there. Kenneth, is it Kenneth Walsh?
I think so, yeah.
Let me just find out, because I need to get all my info. Yes, Kenneth Walsh. Oh, sorry, not Kenneth Walsh. Kenneth Welsh is who I meant. Who played Wyndham Earl in...
That Wyndham Earl, that's what it was.
What? A.
Indeed.
Shit.
What a shit hospital.
Well, that's what you get for free healthcare.
She's having a heart attack.
I like how this hospital looks like it's just thrown together from random materials. It doesn't actually look like a proper hospital, given like how everything's all set up.
Look at the old computer, lol.
I know. The old computers.
That's cutting-edge Canadian technology.
Because I know, like, to be fair...
To be fair?
You guys get, like, all your computers, like, at least 5 years after the rest of the world, right?
To be fair.
Robot Marcy's a little high, let's be honest. It takes her a second to get the joke.
Yes. Robo Marcy. Now, do I look like Malcolm McDowell?
No. Is he? Are you sure he's not coming?
Not Malcolm McDowell.
Our guest is out for now. He's not badly hurt, but it will be a while before you can talk to him.
Oh, by the way, he's dead.
This Canadian hospital is a hard 30.
Yes. And the doctor here is at least a hard 25.
He ate Malcolm McDowell.
As you know, Daniel.
Yes, we know, Robert Marcy.
When they lost Sarah, I was a mess. It took a long time to come back from that.
It's
the best idea. It's just a stoned robot that's just the most obvious thing at the most random time.
Indeed.
This is going to be... robot from Robo War.
Indeed. Receive. We should bring the robot, even when you do, when your voice comes back, Marcy, we should bring the robot back for Robo War at some point.
Receive.
Yes.
Well, I think the robot just took the fourth chair on this show.
Yes. What we'll do is, like, we'll get an AI to listen to all our episodes of 2B Tuesdays. And when we watch the next one, we're just going to let it just say whatever it wants.
I am a Canadian hard 30.
Oh!
Yes.
Thanks. Oh.
You are...
Lady, Bruce. You were supposed to take his... We figured that she was supposed to be checking his temperature.
I'm scared.
If you told me not to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, so this movie's gone from zero to what the fuck.
Indeed.
Glad it wasn't a rectal exam.
Yes.
This actually technically is the second movie we've done with members of Astron 6. Another Wolf Cop. They were in that.
Oh, that's right. Although Marcy wasn't there for that one, so it doesn't count.
I got to feel we've got to do, at some point in the show, we've got to do an Astron 6 video.
That is true. We'll have to see what film of theirs is on Tubi next. It shouldn't be too hard given that it's, you know, they're hugely popular.
Can Astron 6 come on Tubi Tuesdays?
I don't think they can, because I think... Didn't they, like, disband?
I don't think they disband. They're just working on their next project. They're all doing their own thing.
Yeah.
they're kind of like Broken Lizard that way, where they all kind of do their own thing, but every once in a while they'll come back for another like movie.
Yeah, exactly. Optimus music.
On WebTales, if this is WebTales, we'd say he's got that Joe Rona.
No smoking. Well, you can't tell me what to do. Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Yep.
Oh, man, I wish Batch was here so he could give me some smoke, smoke, smoke to get through all this craziness.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Smoke, 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 vape, vape, vape.
Yes.
Smoke, 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 vape, vape, vape.
Well, Robot Mercy is always holding, so...
That is true. I do like the subtitle back there, Sinister Instrumental.
Loud Thundering Chord.
It's a great name for a metal band.
Yes.
I am Cthulhu.
Meanwhile, Sudbury...
Oh, I thought this was Eternia, so we're back on Eternia again.
You know what?
No, that's North...
Like Eternia from the cartoons. I'm sorry, that's like North...
But that's what, like, this is what, like, Upper Northern Ontario looks like.
Yes.
Eternia forever.
Yes. How are you feeling? I was very high before, but now you woke me up.
I want a bone he man.
That's on the After Dark podcast.
Yes. Hey,
Ops.
Now listen to me, son. I know about the when this. I used to live in Twin Peaks. Already on his way.
Do with that kid you brought in. Look, it's not important right now. This trooper's probably going to want to talk to you. We should see about moving you to a room. No, you. Just...
Now, when did you first see this movie, Batch?
When it first came out. You are
stubborn like your nice.
Where's the color out of space? I am.
Yeah, that's right.
That's set in the same universe.
Mm-hmm. No, the second I found out Aaron was in this, I'm like, oh, I gotta watch this. So my mind was blown.
I should look up like what other movies Aaron Paul's been in, see if there's anything else I've seen him in, because I wouldn't be surprised I have.
Yeah.
Let me look up his filmography. While also doing that, I'll look up some trivia.
We got a major bloodbath about 20 miles away. What's with the hat? It's like he tore the place up like a butcher
shop. That's dope. Yeah.
That is a dope hat.
Looks so bad.
And the guy in the hat, he was the lead in The Brood.
Yeah.
It doesn't suit his head.
Hindle is the name.
So, Bede, how much for the Patreon level for you to dress in that outfit?
Well, since it's only like a very simple outfit, I'll do it for 12. I'll do it for 12 Patreon subscribers. Oh, wait a minute. No, we already got 12. That many subscribers. I'll do 15 Patreon subscribers.
We have 14 Patreons.
So we just need one more for me to wear that hat.
Patreons.
Yes. It is a weird hat.
You look like Isaac.
He does look like that. Does look like Isaac's hat from *Children of the Corn*. Maybe not as big, but
it's just like a custom state trooper hat.
Indeed. Ah, interesting. Here, bit of trivia. Near the beginning of the film, a patient is watching *Night of the Living Dead*, which was directed by George A. Romero. Kenneth Welsh and Kathleen Munro, who star in this film, were both in George A. Romero's last film, Survival of the Dead.
Yep.
So it's like this kind of weird, like, meta, like, this thing.
Unfortunately, yeah. I don't think there's any fried chicken in this movie, so I don't know if we can connect it to the other cinematic Tubi universe.
Well, to be fair. He was actually trying to order fried chicken, but the line was cut.
No one better say the amusement park is bad or Bede gets mad.
Indeed, I will get mad.
Speaking of George, that's a whole different.
Indeed, but that's a whole different bag of bones right there. I guess I'll have to go drive and get my KFC.
Maybe he works for the same police department as that guy in Night Killer.
He probably does.
Marcy, you sound like you're making phone calls in the Australian version of The Ring.
You do, Marcy, you sound like the guy from Night Killer who does say, Melanie!
I am from Night Killer Melanie.
Yes. Oh, jeez.
Robot Marcy, Robot Marcy, what happened in the little boy's room?
He got molested.
Wow. Hey, dude, do you have some KFC?
Where's my KFC?
Exactly.
Even she wants just KFC.
Just because he's wearing a white outfit doesn't mean he's the colonel.
I don't like these outfits. They're giving me too many clan vibes. Stab, stab, stab!
Wait, look, no explanation what the fuck's going on. Just like... Oh, hey, hi, cultist.
Yeah, it's like there's these random people walking around in white robes. Some woman just like stabbed a guy in the eye. And then we see these like weird, like dream sequences.
He got molested.
He's only running away because he has a fear of white sheets.
Are they the KKK?
Yes.
No. They're the cosmic KKK.
The cosmic KKK. Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, she's just eating a bag of Twizzlers.
Now I want Twizzlers.
What's a Twizzler?
You know, like it's like a piece of candy. It's like a, it's kind of like licorice, I think.
I don't know.
I have to look this up because I'm pretty sure it's a kind of what
It's like a red. It's a red licorice.
Yeah, yeah, like a red licorice. Yes.
One of these days, you guys and me and Mrs. Batch need to do like a snack food switch. Like, we send you some Canadian ones, you send us some Australian ones.
That'd be awesome. We'll send care packages, and we'll also send you Vegemite.
No Vegemite!
The Vegemite is good.
Vegemite is yummy.
Right.
This has been going through so much. This cop has been going through way too much.
He's had a rough day.
Is he a zombie? No. Does he have a day left until retirement?
Yes. These people are just like all... These people are all dressed up because they realize that everyone in this hospital's got COVID. And pretty soon we all have
KKK sheet guys.
They're people where have those are they're the type of costumes we have to wear now that, you know, COVID is still spreading.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's a puppet monster.
Is that an alien?
It's kind of like a mutant, like a monster. Because like that nurse that died basically like just mutated into this creature. So there's definitely a lot of thing vibes in this movie as well.
Yes.
I'm scared. What is going on? I blame this movie for this movie.
Yes.
That's some messed up shit.
Ad.
Well, I think we're in
sync. And it's Tubi Tuesday. But we got Tubi Tuesday ads.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Smoke, smoke, smoke. Now, I'm going to be looking up trivia since this is the perfect time to do so. I'm a robot.
Hold on.
Oh, that's a quicker. I'll pause it at 24.
Hey, it's me, Craven. I'm a robot, too.
Oh, no. How did he get in here?
We're 24 minutes.
24 minutes, right on the dot. So let us know when you're back, Batch.
Same here.
Alrighty, so let me see. Trivia on this movie.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back? Yep, start.
Are you guys still in an ad?
No, no.
We're at 24:15.
Okay, I'm at 24:23.
Yep. Alright, ready, and now. Oh, and some dudes come in with a gun.
Oh, shit. These are the guys that set the woman on fire beforehand.
Hi, Craven.
This dude is Craven the Hunter.
Robot Marcy, you sound hot.
Shut up, Craven.
Fuck off, Craven.
Craven. He who shall not be named is now a robot. Oh, jeez.
I knew I shouldn't have left showing him TikTok and just showing him how women were showing off their boobs there. He figured a way into the internet. You're dead.
It's okay, I'll come back in Twin Peaks.
This movie just like escalates out of nowhere. I love it.
Oh yeah, definitely. And this is kind of not sure exactly where it's going to go. I mean, I know where it's going to go because I've seen this movie before, but...
I'm never quite sure who's good, who's bad.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh god.
Oh, help, I'm being attacked by a monster and they're taking me away.
What is going on?
They didn't even try to help that guy.
No.
They're like, whatever.
And only 3 days. And only 3 days away from retirement.
How rude.
Go get him, Aaron.
Help, it's hugging me!
Is that my ex-boyfriend?
Yes. Blah!
This is gross.
Gross. This movie needs some more Nicolas Cage.
Yes, oh, if he was in the sequel to this movie? Oh my god.
I want to be in Sorry in the sequel to Void 2.
The Void 2, Void Harder.
Void Harder, yes.
Where is Nick Cage?
It's evolving into its second form.
Oh, Nick Cage. I hope that...
Exactly. Oh no, it's still your tall Trump photo.
Trump supporter used rifle. It was super effective.
Where is Nick Cage? Oh, Nick Cage. You, it's a Republican.
All this work to make this giant puppet put together, and all they're doing is just destroying it. Robot. I am not a robot. I am not a program. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to save that guy. Guys, he's pretty much dead.
Just a wee bit dead.
Yeah.
Just a smidge.
The fuck is that?
And they cut off his head. Oh, that was just an accident. They didn't. They weren't purposely trying to cut off his head. That was like an accident. They were like, "Whoops."
Penis eyes.
Those are like the little tentacle things.
That's known as Canadian emergency CPR.
Indeed.
Tentacle porn.
Ew. Yeah, this movie is basically like a more gross out version of hentai.
Is this hentai?
Yes. It's all right, everyone. That practical monster's dead now.
Now you are talking my language.
No, Craven, no.
We need to get out of this hospital and go find Batch.
That's right. I'll save everybody.
Yes, exactly. And this is like the definition of a very sort of like very small scale horror movie where it's like a few characters, mostly one location, and just a lot of inventiveness involved.
Everybody loves Craven, best podcast ever.
Shut up, Craven. You're not getting your own show.
If Nick Cage can't get his own show.
Piss off, Craven.
AI Marcy has told you, Craven. Just like the audience, we don't know what's going on either.
Go on, Craven.
We didn't do anything to you. I have a girl back there who's about to give birth, and I need to get her somewhere safe.
That's going to end well.
Yeah. I can't guarantee you she's not going to give birth to tentacle monsters, but she might. And I don't know why I'm using a New York accent in Canada.
It's a 50-50 shy, you know, because this is back in Canada now.
Beach would date her.
Totally.
Totally.
Sorry. I'm still here.
That's all right.
We know that you and Robot Marcy are two completely different people.
Yes, indeed. That's correct. That is correct.
Time to throw out the trash. I knew that guy was trash fire, but this is ridiculous.
Understatement of the century, there's a problem.
Yes.
No, not just yet.
If this movie was set in America, I would have called that. If this movie was set, indeed. If this movie was set in America, they would have just called the National Guard by now.
This is gross.
Yeah, like how the smoking in a hospital, that is gross.
Indeed. And they're smoking around a pregnant woman too. What the fuck?
She's gonna have an alien baby monster, isn't she?
Maybe.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
The teenage
fucking
slut. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, that dude's,
yeah, that dude definitely needs to die now. Guys, it's going to be okay. I'll call my boyfriend Scott Pilgrim and it'll be all fine.
Him pouring gasoline over that woman and shooting her in the head at the beginning of the movie wasn't going over the edge, but that was.
Yes. Indeed. It just escalated from there. Because remember, Batch, words heard.
Yes, it's true. You can get over being set on fire with gasoline, but words hurt.
Exactly.
Words do hurt.
Okay. Now, Aaron Poole, I need you to tell me, do I look like Fonka Jansen's younger sister? Damn it, I go from being in a Killer Santa movie to this? Do I have to deal with so many terrors in Canada?
You're not even.
Because Alan Wong was also in the movie Silent Night.
You know what else hurts? My fists when I ran the Mighty Spider-Man stomach.
Shut up, Craven. You can't say those horrible things.
This is gross.
Yes, sir? Okay, fine. Gross. I like how the robot just doesn't say gross, it says grease.
What is going on?
They're trying to make a plan of what the fuck to do.
Is that an alien?
Exactly. No, that's
Aaron Paul. Yeah, it's Aaron Paul. I'm pretty sure Aaron Paul is not a zombie or an alien.
That we know of yet.
He's a fine Canadian actor.
Yes.
He is fine.
Oh, I think Robot Marcy has a crush. I have a shot
in my cruiser. It's all about the hair. Which I wish I had hair like that.
I'm not gonna just stroll back out again. Okay.
That guy's son there is a hard 12.
You got a rifle without any bullets.
He's probably meant to be a teenager, but he looks at least 40.
It's close and we can do it fast.
I love how this movie's also structured like a video game too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bill. We're not risking our lives for you. We get that gun. It's ours. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Sure, have the gun. Why not? I don't need it.
Okay.
Is that cop's
a police officer?
Exactly. Let's see. What? The writers of the film say that they were...
A gun.
Say that they were... Yes.
Where's my gun?
It's a robot gun.
The writers of Robot Marcy talks over your beat.
Speed.
Shotguns locked in the front seat. And I got to. I got to go all the way. Up. I don't know why I keep using a New York accent when I try to speak a Canadian.
Yeah, man, learn how to speak Canadian.
All right, we got to go get. We got to go get that shotgun, eh? There we go.
Just keep watching Letterkenny. You'll get it down.
Yeah, exactly. I like how the cop car's like all the way over there.
Yes.
He couldn't park it any closer to the hospital. But I'm pretty sure it was pretty close before.
the guys in the robes are assholes. They moved his car.
It's like, here, we're just going to move it over here. So they take them a while to get back to the hospital.
Didn't we stab him? No, this will be funnier.
They may be a cosmic cult, but they're also jokesters.
You and your baby are going to be fine.
No, you're not.
I can't promise that you're going to have an octopus baby, but you're going to at least have a baby of some kind.
I will be right back, Lewis.
One moment, please. Enjoy.
And that guy's just okay. And the guy's like, yep. I like the guy's still like
just passed out.
Passed out and still handcuffed to the thing, and he's just like sleeping in his performance. Damn it, where's that shotgun? Gotta use some flares.
Oliver, back it up. The most logical thing to do in this situation.
Exactly. I'm sort of trying to figure out when is this movie set? Because, I mean, if it's like set today.
It's got an 80s vibe, and some of the computers are like really old, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, it's definitely not set in the 80s. But I'm thinking, I don't know, everything I'm reading so far about this movie, because it has been a little while since I've seen it.
Yeah, because nobody's rocking an iPhone.
Yeah, nobody's like, you know, there's nothing to indicate like what time or date this movie is set. But I guess maybe that's the point to kind of give it more of a timeless feel.
Yeah.
Like, it could be set in any time. But if I had to guess...
Evidently, these guys in the robes are just weeping angels.
Exactly.
Don't blink!
Look out of the way! Bam! Bitch went down. Name's Aaron Poole. Housewares.
Now I've got a shotgun.
We only have 4 rounds of ammo. So I forgot to grab the bullets. She hasn't had that.
If we learn anything from the Roddy Piper movie last week, you don't throw rocks at a guy with a machine gun. So they need to get a machine gun. So
exactly.
Where's Allie?
Where she went to get some medicine for Meg. Where?
The hospital. Where we are.
Yeah, sort of like looking up Aaron Paul's like filmography, and he was nominated for a Genie Award in 2008 for a film called This Beautiful City. And the Genie Awards are basically like the Canadian Oscars, right?
Kinda, yeah, but not as good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting because I think, I think the only Astron 6 movie I've seen so far is The Editor. But based on that film and what I've heard about their other works, they're definitely sort of more very much comedic films. And I think Gillespie and Kostansky deliberately wanted to make something that was more serious with this one.
Yeah, because like Father's Day was like released by Troma. And I know what they went through a whole thing with them. So,
yeah. Because I think, yeah, they sort of wanted to make sure that they made a film that basically had, like, no jokes or anything in it.
Yeah. Like, the tone of this entire movie is, like, very dire. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's probably, like what I said earlier, it's probably the most serious film that we've covered so far for Tubi Tuesdays.
So, you know, it's perfect for this show.
Exactly. And it has a 78 approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's probably the highest rated movie we've done on the show so far.
What? Well, consider this movie a segue into To Be Fair. So,
yeah, that is true.
Because To Be Fair is like a spinoff. Like, you know, when there's like the 80s sitcoms, when this new character shows up and none of the regular characters are in the entire episode, and you realize, wait a minute, that was a pilot.
Yeah, of course, like for our listeners who probably already know already, but we'll say again, To Be Fair will be, you guys will be tackling, I guess, more kind of good, actual good movies.
Yeah, so the pitch for To Be Fair were, if we cover the worst on this show, then we're actually going to cover good movies on that show. But the loophole is one man's trash is another man's treasure, so I think it's going to be the exact goddamn show, just on another network.
That is true. I guess it's sort of, you have to find that fine line. Like, for something, for example, you couldn't sort of, I think for To Be Fair, you could cover something like the Expendable films or something.
Yes,
like
I was actually thinking about the Expendables. That actually ties into another show, since I'm just playing my ship brilliantly on this thing. The wrestling tapes are starting soon on Pop 4D, so what that show is going to be is my idea of, I always want to do commentaries for movies with professional wrestlers in them.
Ooh, I like this
idea. So we're going to be calling that the wrestling tapes. So we're also going to be we're doing commentaries for movies with like Roddy Piper, Hulk Hogan, any wrestler that is in a movie, so the John Morrison movies.
Yes.
We'll cover, but we'll also use that to do commentaries for classic wrestling cards like WrestleMania and all that kind of, and some of the like current stuff like AEW. So that's going to be our all purpose wrestling show on Pop 4D. So wrestling tapes coming soon.
Awesome. And we'll make sure to promote that when it does.
That's a scoop. Yes. We haven't even announced that on our stuff yet. So.
Ooh, so we got to. But by the time this episode drops, you guys will probably already announce it on your show. Yes. Daniel, don't follow your father's loser.
There you go. There's the link. This link's, I understand
how desperate loss. It does sound like the guy who was going, Melody.
Melody.
It's the same guy. He was like, I'm going to tell you all the things about your daughter, Daniel. Now tell me about
it. If it isn't before, it is now. We're rewriting this movie.
Exactly. Because we have to tie it back to some point with any of the movies we've done so far. But the thing is, how can we tie this back to Hell Comes to Frogtown? Because that's always the important link. We have to tie it back to the last movie we've done.
The really weird landscape shots. That's the post-apocalypse from Hell Comes to Frogtown. So this movie takes place in the present and the future.
Ah, good point, good point. So there you go.
Could the cultists with the white outfits be frogs underneath? We don't know that.
Or it could be like what happens when a frog and a human have a baby. It turns into monsters like that.
Which is also how the Feebles would be made. So there we go. We just tied that one in too.
Yes. I think our tie-ins are the best.
Because they make no sense. But
exactly. But we try to make sense because that's what we do on this show. I don't know what's going on. I was in Scott Pilgrim.
They're not locked in here with us. We're locked here with them. I mean...
this movie should have had Jackie O'Hare in it, too.
And, my axe!
Okay, like, is that old guy meant to be the pregnant girl's father or grandfather or great-grandfather? I'm not sure.
Why not both?
He's probably all of them. Polaroids. It's funny how Polaroids are sort of like making a comeback now.
We're back again.
It's Marcy Robot.
Oh, I got a first. Mine's frozen.
Oh,
here we go.
All right, we'll pause the movie. So
I'm at 45:19.
No, we're at 45:27.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a second. Put Marcy, pause the baby. Now we're at 45:35.
And now.
Yep. We're back in sync. Anything that will help us survive. Fucking doctor. It's that fucking doctor. Okay, fine, wait. Ah, yes. The Tubi Tuesday train wreck continues. But that's why people like this show, apparently.
People like this show?
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm basing all of this on the many downloads we get.
Oh!
That was my favorite figure!
Is it aliens?
They're cosmic aliens. I suppose that would just be their aliens.
You know what would have been tremendous if the reveal, like the final act, if it was just the deathbed all along?
Yes. They're the cult of the deathbed. And all the monsters are basically like bed bugs.
Wee foam.
That damn wee foam.
You know who they need to save them in this hospital? Eric Roberts from that movie.
Yes. Actually, you know what? They should have just had Dr. Arthur Beck from Stalked by My Doctor as one of the doctors
here.
Where
is Dr. Beck?
I'm wondering the same thing right now.
Save us, Aaron Roberts. Eric.
That needs to be a sound drop permanently. Save us, Eric Roberts by Robot Marcy.
Yes. We'll put that on a t-shirt. Save us, Eric Roberts. No, you
see what he can do. He would probably buy that shirt and post it on Instagram.
Yes.
That would be amazing. No, you're as crazy as they are. Save us a Dr. Beck. All that blood is basically orange juice. This hospital has to be so run down where there's a lot of sections of this hospital that just look like this. Looks like this place is gonna
collapse. Mind you, this
is the children's ward. And we still use it.
Clear. This hospital is really shit, bro.
Connie would save them if he was here.
So many robots.
I just like that Craven is actually invested. He actually listens to the show.
Our Lord and Savior Connie. See, if Connie was here, none of this shit would have ever happened.
No, because Connie would have had this on lock.
Exactly.
Because he would have saved the Asian chick and they would have peaced out.
Exactly. And then he would have kicked all the cultist asses, and then that would have been it.
With his pubes.
Exactly. With his pube powers.
Connie's pubes to the rescue.
That should be a t-shirt too.
we'll do the Save Us Eric Roberts first.
I think, yeah, that needs to be a t-shirt, and that will be amazing.
Needs like big red letters, Save Us Eric Roberts, all caps.
Exactly. Exactly. To be fair,
pubes to the rescue.
Eric Roberts would make any movie 100 times better if he was in it.
You guys need to get Eric Roberts on the show to sit in somehow.
We will, or at least like make an AI that sounds like Eric Roberts.
What are you talking about? Join us, Eric Roberts.
The fans demand it, Eric Roberts. We need you on the show. We will cover any movie you were ever been in, of the thousands of movies you've been in, for the show.
Ominous music.
As long as they're on Tubi.
Exactly. It could be any of the movies, any of the 20 movies you made in the past 2 days.
Or Eric Roberts, you can pick any movie on Tubi at all that you want to watch with us.
Exactly. I don't want to go down there. It's too dark and dampy. And it's scary.
They had a Canadian basement, eh?
I am scared of Canadian basements.
Yes. Canadian basements. You go down them and they just say, oi, yay.
it's all just like mustard colored, like shag carpet. And like, okay. And like wood paneling.
Yes.
A booty. That sounds like you just said the AI just said booty. It's all about that booty.
Meanwhile.
Oh man, I dreamt I was in a film called The Void. Oh wait, I am still in The Void.
You won't be able to move. I thought he was dead. He's like Yellowbeard. He's never more dangerous when he's dead.
Exactly.
That is a movie I've got to do a commentary for on some show somewhere.
Yes. I had no idea that it would feel like this. I got my back towards you. Maybe I am a monster now. Opening them up and stitching them back together
again. Oh, Robot Marcy, I'm proud to say we're halfway through this movie.
Yay.
Robot Marcy. Don't mind me, I'm just cutting pieces of myself off.
All these years, haven't you ever wished to save someone beyond saving? No matter what the cost.
This hospital is really shit, bro.
Well, Lucy.
I found a solution. I made the director make Psycho Goldman.
Gross.
This movie feels like a precursor to all COVID stuff. Because there's a lot of, like, that vibe throughout this whole movie.
So I found the peanut butter solution.
I like how the robots just like talked over each other.
What was that, Craven?
I found the peanut butter solution.
Look at him trying to keep up the conversation. Make it a reference.
So is this what you get with free health care?
Yes.
The one thing I will say, Robo Craven, at least I'm not going to get sacked in the balls this way, or he's not going to borrow money off me.
Yes.
Fuck that.
Or steal all my weed.
Yes. All right, who's been putting cultish symbols all over the hospital?
Sorry.
Actually, they're sort of... See, if they had a bit of peanut butter solution, all this would have been avoided, too.
Yeah, pretty much. Do we know this is not the sequel to the peanut butter solution?
That we know of yet. I'm right here, kiddo. I knew I should have put that peanut butter solution on my head and grew hair and make like an octopus boss baby.
When that weird dude escaped the painting.
Yes. He created a cult that worships, like, Lovecraftian monsters. Even though I'm only a one-year nurse, I'm somehow going to deliver your baby.
So that's Connie's sister, right?
Yes. Connie's sister, all grown up. I got some good shit for you. It's going to give you a wild buzz.
Your kid's going to love it.
Quick save. Eerie music.
Meanwhile, in the basement.
There's a triangle that's been painted on this door. Let's go inside.
Where's the green and red plants all over the place like that for health?
Exactly. Let's find a typewriter and save our game so far.
This movie is very Silent Hill.
I'm sorry, Robot Marcy, what was that?
Is that the triangle that makes Metra Streisand?
Yes, it makes Metra Streisand.
From South Park. Psycho.
Yes, I understood that reference.
Thanks.
I don't want any jokes in this movie. This is going to be a serious movie, damn it. Actually, you know what? You were saying about like, Resident Evil vibes. I also sense a little bit of Silent Hill vibes as well.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
The inspirations were everywhere.
Hey, Badge, can I borrow $40?
No, Brent, fuck off. Craven, I've turned my phone off, so there, you can't bug us anymore.
I do. You travel on, reborn into something else, like a caterpillar becoming...
Be careful, Beat, he'll show up on your phone next.
No! I'm going to have to destroy my phone now.
Oh, great, now Marcy wants more.
I admit early on, I made a mistake.
What's worth more, is the Australian dollar or the Canadian dollar at the moment?
Ooh, I think the Australian dollar, I think.
Doesn't surprise me. You've seen the low budget on this movie.
Exactly.
Both dollars. Since this was...
Yes. This movie, like, it was a Kickstarter campaign and they raised $1,000 for it. Nah, I'm not joking. That's the thing, though. Was this movie, like, fully financed via Kickstarter, or was only a portion of it fully?
I think a portion, yeah.
Yeah. Because I know some film productions do that. Like, they'll have, like, you know, have money come in from somewhere to produce the film, but they might turn the Kickstarter to sort of, like, fund certain areas, like special effects and stuff like that.
I can stop it.
Also, I'll tell you about the time when I was in Twin Peaks.
There we go.
I lost my daughter to the abyss.
You made that joke.
But tonight, I just wanted to say it again.
If it's worse, it doesn't get over, you just do it again and again and again.
Exactly.
Recycle jokes bead well.
Wow. Even Robot Marcy is giving me sass tonight.
Oh, shit.
Sassy, sassy robot. Oh, by the way, I pregnant interview with some monsters. Sorry about that.
Is this COVID?
Yes.
Yes. This is the Delta variant.
Exactly. Hence why. Switch your car and home insurance. Oh, we got ad too. And you could save up to $700. It's the same ad. Deadly and direct.
Smoke, smoke,
smoke. Smoke, smoke,
smoke. Smoke, smoke,
smoke. Or should I say, void, void, void. Oh, we're back. Oh, that was a quick one. We both only had the one ad.
Yes. I am no longer in the shadows.
Man, what's with all the death?
I like a good quickie.
Ew.
Yeah.
A little bit of aliens vibes in this scene as well. They're coming out of the walls.
We're in the last act. It's going to get really fucked up now.
Uh-oh, someone's floating. They're high as a kite. They've been smoking some of that doobie.
Ugh.
I like how the blood in this movie is not even, like, red. It's, like, orange.
Yeah.
Where is Nicolas Cage and his alpaca?
Indeed, sequel. My alpaca. Like, that's going to be story in the sequel. Void 2, color harder out of space.
This film became Mandy.
Yes.
This movie was Mandy before Mandy.
That is true. We need to get some red neon in this movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's a weird way of getting head.
Well, that's gross.
Or as I call it, Barry.
Oh, there's puppet monsters everywhere. I think it's very obvious, like, Lucio Fulci was also a big influence on this film as well. Particularly with that scene. Okay, your hentai baby's about to come out.
So.
I just realized I have not read that much trivia tonight. I need to do so.
No.
The movie's tagline.
Trivia not needed.
Exactly.
Duckhead beat.
Let's see.
Dickhead.
Wow.
My
the robot is. The robot is so mean to me.
Shit cunt.
She has to be the worst nurse ever. Why are you a nurse?
At least Aaron's getting stuff done. He's trying to get out of this.
What's in the bag? The monster designs are pretty cool. I will say that.
For what level they had to work with?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, this was a very low budget production, and you could definitely tell where, like, where they put most of that money to, because the creature designs are pretty spectacular.
But that's what I like about it.
Hmm. I'm telling you, as her grandfather / baby daddy.
Yeah, it is not crap CG.
Hmm.
Oh, shit.
I am slow.
Oh, God. Because then the movie would happen.
Exactly. Oh, she's crazy now. Well, I'm trying to hurry the plot along. Shut up.
It's like that, is it?
Indeed. Oh.
I go with the lights.
Mind you, she's meant to be like 8 years old.
Chicken's here.
Hey, we're here to deliver the baby.
And some fried chicken. Just to continue the joke.
You're always happy there, Batch. So, guys, let's go get some KFC. All these walkie-talkies, but no mobile phones. What the fuck?
Well, that's gross.
Leave me alone. I don't want to wear a chic costume.
The KKK is back.
The KKK took my baby away.
And left it with a pinnacle muster.
Exactly. And also the tie back to Rock and Roll High School, since that's a remote song. There better not be monsters down here. I'll be upset.
There better not be some anti down here, or I'm going to be upset and kind of turned on in a gross way. Allegedly.
Hey, it's a nice kitchen.
Hente.
That looks like the kitchen from Letterkenny.
It probably is.
Wayne, how are you now?
Well, man, so high. That's what happens when you smoke.
Oh, is that time again?
Yes. Smoke. Although if you have a vape. Don't ask me why I'm trying to beat you up. I'm just doing it because I wanted to. Dad, are you upset? Are you possessed by monsters? Yeah, sure, I'm possessed by monsters. That's why I'm attacking you.
Right, yeah, monsters, yeah.
Vape, smoke, bead.
Yes.
Be careful, robot monster, or you're going to self-destruct circuit with all that weed in your system.
I'm going to call AI Marcy 5.
Do it.
Damn it.
Do it. Shoot them. Do it now.
I'm sorry that your sister was my favorite of my favorite kid.
That's a trope.
I don't think I've ever, seen anyone, haven't been in a scary situation for that to happen, but... literally just, dragging an axe behind them. Nobody does that.
Unless you're gonna hack someone to pieces.
Exactly. And just doing it to, freak them out.
Axe.
And it's a good thing this hospital has so much red lighting as well.
K Canadian hospitals scare me.
They scare me too, Robo Marcy. That's why I got both my shots.
Exactly. Now I know the doorway to KFC is around here somewhere.
No, that's the Taco Bell. That's the bathroom. KFC now. This whole part of the hospital is the bathroom for the Taco Bell. So.
Yes.
Sorry, I am so delayed.
That's all right. It makes it even funnier.
It's all the smoke, smoke, smoke.
Exactly. Even robots need the smoke as well.
Vape,
vape, vape, vape, smoke, 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 bead, 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 bead.
Ew.
It's that robot from Battlestar Galactic there. Now, beady, beady, beady.
Bay, 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 bay. Aaron Paul's gonna do. No, she's alive.
She's scared. I am scared.
I am scared. She's scared. We're all scared.
Is pregnant now?
You sure it's mine?
You weren't pregnant earlier.
What is going on?
She's pregnant with a monster baby. It's time for Aaron Paul to show out those Genie Award-nominated acting chops.
Hentai baby.
Hentai baby. Sorry, bit of a flavor in my throat.
Oh.
I saw relief. Oh, she's dead.
She's dead.
This film is fucked up, mate.
I've given her what she wanted. Yeah.
She wanted to have tentacles.
That's a Canadian heart. That's a Canadian heart age right there.
Yes.
Wait, she is a hentai.
Yes. That's what happens when you get into hentai porn. You just basically turn into an octopus creature. Yeah, this movie is definitely without a doubt. Yes. This is definitely the most serious and darkest movie we've done for the show yet.
Is he gonna fuck her?
No.
With it out. No.
That's on the After Dark podcast.
Fuck yes. With an axe.
In her vagina.
Ew. Also, my favorite like cliche in horror movies, basically it's like somebody gets stabbed and somehow like the blood just squirts up on the window.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Like, I mean, it's, here's the thing though, and I said it again, it's kind of hard to like, as much as I'm trying to, you know, we're doing a commentary for this movie and making jokes, it's pretty hard to do that for a film like this when it's so really serious and dark. Yes.
So this may not be the best commentary, but we're enjoying ourselves. We're having fun.
Exactly.
A lot and more also, fun than Aaron's having right here.
Exactly.
A triangle.
His face got red on it.
Yes. You got red on you.
A monster.
I sneezed, sorry.
All the things I've shown you.
No. There better not be any monsters.
I'm voice. I'm sorry.
That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
I'm sorry. But I'm the cosmic creature in the triangle.
Congratulations. You're basically doing Dr. Powell's voice in the scene.
Now I understand and I embrace it. I blah blah blah.
That's terrifying.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was on Twin Peaks?
Oh, he got stabbed in the back.
Ah. This bitch.
Aaron Paul has been going way too much stuff in.
He's had a hard day.
He has. I want to give him a hug.
Oh, oops, he died.
He's basically experiencing what we're all experienced with COVID in the past year and a half in like a few hours.
Oh, shit.
Oh, look, it's Frank from Hellraiser.
It is Mary Frank.
My disciples, ready for their own
transformation. And very soon, my disciples are going to realize they made a very bad mistake by worshipping me.
Is that sorry, Jesus?
It could be.
Maybe?
Maybe? Or he thinks he is?
You've done wonderfully, my dear. Who is it? And now she's gonna combat.
Yes. She's gonna give me his arm. Sorry.
Such suffering I have to show you.
Do you like my triangle? It's pretty big.
Could have made it a box, but that's been done before.
Indeed.
It's Nude Pinhead.
Nude Pinhead. Very slowly opening this triangle. Look at the light! Ah, oh, those people in sheets are just mannequins.
Of all the time for the ads.
Yup, you got that? We got to pause it, Buzzy. We're at an hour, 14 minutes, and 56 seconds.
Okay.
So when your ad finishes, let us know, and then...
What did you say, 56?
56 seconds, yeah.
Okay. I'm at 1:14:48.
Yep. So we only have to wait about 8 seconds. Okay, let us know.
And now... I ain't doing shit for your baby.
Yeah, alright. Well, the results are back, and the cult leader, sorry, you are not the father of this baby.
Whereas Aaron's just laying there like, I'm not dead yet. I'm resting. I feel happy.
And now she's all like, oh, I made a huge mistake now.
I just realized what movie I'm in.
My favorite thing is, like, in any horror movie that involves cults, like, all the members are like, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm very excited, and then they realize, too, like, yeah, I made a huge mistake.
And that's why you need to get vaccinated.
Exactly. Or, oh, it's basket case.
At least this isn't hereditary.
That is
true. I would have popped 4D so hard if it was the hippopotamus from Meet the Feebles that came out of it.
Yes! Yes. We're going to recut this movie. We're going to digitalize this puppet out and put the hippopotamus from Meet the Feebles
in. Yes.
It's just like dragging the girl around. Like,
what
it's
the fuck is
like
that
it,
thing?
It's like with the umbilical cord still attached to her.
That's the baby. That was the baby.
It's a bit big.
Yes.
So good luck sleeping tonight after this.
Yes.
That ain't no baby.
Oh! Ah, it's blood's all over me.
Baby, go night night.
Baby, what's the play? It'll stop doing what it's doing if you just put on cocoa melon.
Hand sanitizer. Ah!
Intense instrumental.
Did you wear a mask?
Nobody's wearing masks in this movie. Well, at least the cult members are wearing masks in this movie. At least that...
See? That is true. They're the smart ones in this whole movie. Hence why they're still alive. Damn it, son! Throw the frickin' flare already! How to get burned! How to get burned! How to get burned!
Beat me to it!
This has been a pretty good, fucked up, confusing film.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyone gonna take this knife out of my back? I know Medicare is sub-shares, but I don't think that guy in the makeup is Kenneth Welsh.
No.
I mean, it's definitely the voice, but definitely not the body. Well, I'm getting out of this fucked up hospital. Well, you can't because the light's too bright and you can't see anything.
Remind me to never go to that hospital.
No. Don't get to Canada.
Canadian hospitals are weird.
What movie had that line? I don't want to die in Canada. Oh, Tusk.
That's right. Well, I axed you to stop. That was my bad joke for this episode, or at least
here. Let me hold you up, Ed.
The Void in 3D.
Imagine if they made like a friggin' VR game of this. That'd be so. I wouldn't be able to play that.
I could see like that if they made a video game of this. Yeah, whether it be VR or just like a regular game. That's a good
boy. The film ends when he realizes it was just a bad LSD trip.
That is true.
And he's still in his car at the beginning of the movie.
Exactly. And then realizes he's got hunger pains and needs some KFC.
Credits.
Can you see up my nose? My nostrils are a bit large. Aaron Paul is acting the shit out of this move. This totally. Scene.
Whee! Into the void. Should have had the Ace Frehley song as the end credits theme.
They went into the fucking void.
Indeed. And I guess he saved humanity?
Fuck that void.
Damn it, if my leg wasn't hurt, I'd run faster. Oh, the baby's not dead.
This film is fucked up, mate.
That thing looks like the Wheelers from Return to Oz, but more fucked up looking.
Hentai baby. Blah.
Hentai, it's like a hentai Wheeler from...
Hentai baby.
Yeah. Well, he just came out from the wall. So basically that hospital had to turn... What is it in Harry Potter? Like the train station where you have to go into get to the specific platform.
I'm the last one alive. I'm the last one alive. No, he's dead. But what about... No, she's dead.
Damn it, I'm the only survivor. Wicked!
Hospital, you had one job to do.
Hospital, you were supposed to save lives, not kill them. Ominous music.
Ew. Oh, there's blood on the floor.
Man, the cleaner's gonna be Man, the cleaner's going to be pissed when they come in that morning.
Oh, I know. The morning shift shows up and like, what the fuck happened here last night?
That would be me. I'd come in that morning like, what the fuck?
Look at all this like, mess. That's when you're like, nope, I quit.
Yep, I'm going to be like, all the blood, there's dead bodies and monsters. What the fuck? I ain't cleaning this shit.
Well, that's the third time this week. No more.
Exactly.
Better call Nick Cage from Willy's Wonderland.
Indeed.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He get that piece done in a night.
Exactly. This could be the sequel. He just like rocks up as his character, the janitor, to this hospital. And then, of course, the void creatures come back. And he's just like super annoyed that he has to clean up everything again.
And super pissed there's no pinball in this.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, in the void, aka Northern Ontario.
Now, this is just a regular day in Melbourne.
No, that's pretty much Sudbury.
Damn it. I'm stuck in this void for all eternity. Not a TV. No TV. No TV and no beer. I'm pissed. And no KFC either.
Is this what Australia looked like during the fires?
Yes. Actually, I'm not even joking. That's what it did, this looks like. Because we had a couple days here. Like, even though we were far away from, all the smoke from it was, like, so dark and thick. I could literally not see any of the buildings across the way from me from my old apartment.
This is what Barry looked like during the tornado a couple days ago.
Oh, jeez.
Beat just laughs when he can't hear the joke.
Shut up! Well, it looks like we're going to have to fight this giant pyramid now.
That's it. That's the movie.
That is the movie. That was The Void. And what is coming up next on Tubi? At least on your end, Badge. What's the next movie? Bye-bye, man! And no!
Oh, we got The Eye, we've got My Bloody Valentine, Cabin Fever, but not the good one, and The Descent 2, so.
Oh, jeez. Those are very terrifying choices right there.
Yeah, so we went dark.
We went dark on this one.
I am scared too,
and I think all of our audiences there are scared too. Just like...
You're welcome.
I'm scared.
Oh, jeez, that's terrifying. Melanie!
Hello, Melanie.
7 days.
7 days.
No! Stop it. But, yes, that was episode 25 of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. We hope all of our listeners enjoyed it. And, Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every week on Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast on the Pop4D Network, where me and the one, the only Mark Chevalier, recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning to present days. You can find me on my Instagram at Multiverse5 and follow everything Pop4D related on the Twitter, on the TikTok, because we've sent He Who Will Not Be Named there, so... At least he's got something to do.
Awesome. Now, Marcy, since your voice has been down, I'll tell everybody where they can find this this week. If people want to find...
Wait. Super Marcy. Supermarcy.com.
Yes.
There we go.
That's it.
Yeah. If people want to find... Everything with supermarcy.com. Yep, just go to supermarcy.com. But if people want to find Marcy personally, you can find her at her Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. Or if people want to find me on Twitter, they can find me at twitter.com/bjamine. Also, you can find us at our Facebook page at facebook.com/thesupernetwork. And of course, you can find our Super Network group there. All you'd have to do is send an invite and we'll let you into the group. Also, you can find us on Instagram at instagram.com/the.super.network. You can follow us at TikTok at tiktok.com/@thesupernetwork. And also, you can find the Super Network itself on Twitter at twitter.com/SM_SuperNetwork. And you can also find all of our episodes of all of our podcasts, including the 2B Tuesdays podcast, over at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, CastBox, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addicts, Pocket Cast, Dizzer, and Listen Notes. And also you can find the 2B Tuesdays merchandise over at our Redbubble page at redbubble.com/shop/ap/6786929 So you can find all of our merch there for 2B Tuesdays. We'll have all these in the show notes, so you'll be able to check them out as well. And yeah, so that'll be it for this episode of the 2B's Tuesdays podcast. We hope all our listeners enjoyed it. And we'll be back on the next episode, in which it will be Marcy's pick. So hopefully, Marcy, your voice will return then. If not, we'll just have to keep continuing using Robot Marcy throughout that whole episode.
I got a feeling Robot Marcy is not going anywhere on this show. Yes. Even when Marcy is back.
Yes, indeed. But yep, so that's a wrap, and we'll see you all next Tuesday, everyone. See you, everybody. Bye.
Peace.
Bye, cunts.
Who are they?
There is something calling them all here.
I've seen this place before.
Everything has led to this. You will become something remarkable.
They did killings and sacrifices.
He made people change.
Nothing else matters now.
It's not real. It's not real. It's not real.
This isn't the end.
Statistically, you're more likely to die in a hospital than anywhere else.
The Super Network is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN.
Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised.
A great bonus feature with having Surfshark is something is not available on your streaming service in your country. You just pop on that Surfshark VPN and you can probably find so much more streaming in different countries. If you want to find something like Masters of Horror, it is available on Tubi, so just select the correct country and you'll be able to watch such a great and fantastic show.
Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal.
You can also find the link in the show notes.
Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark doo 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 doo. Surfy shark doo 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 doo.
And now back to the show.